Tehillim Pei Beis, the Shir Shel Yoim of Tuesday. So the Malbim explains that Yehoshaphat would say over this parak of Tehillim every to all the judges before they would judge, encouraging them, chazing them, explaining to them the weight of their judgment. Because sometimes there were times where the judges would alter the halachas and not do appropriate judgments. And therefore, we tell them, you should know, Mizmor L'Asaf, Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel P'Kerev Elokim Yishbait. You should know that Hashem is with you in judgment, whether Hashem is with the Bali Dinim, the litigants, whether with the Edim or with the judges themselves. Hashem is there, the Shechina is there in the courtroom. And he's in the lave of the Shaiftim. The Shechina is in your hearts. Which means Hashem is crying out that there is an injustice when you do not do the halachas properly. And the two ways it plays out. One is amongst two bali dinim, amongst the two litigants, you're doing inappropriate judgment. Or when there's only one person on trial and you do an inappropriate judgment. So that's tishbitu avel, you're judging inappropriately between two people, or Pnei Rishayim, for the one person on trial, you're not doing the appropriate judgment. Pasuk Gimel, Shiftu Dol V'Yasam, Ani V'Rash Hatzdiku. You should know that when a judge comes, he has to do tzedek, to look at who's the court case, do the right halacha. When you have a poor person, you have a widow, you do the din and do tzedek. Tzedek sometimes could be based on the nidon, the Ma'am explains. Now, of course, it doesn't mean you should rule in favor of one person over the other. That's not the right halacha. But let's just say you could be lenient, you could be nice, you could be softer. So then you must take into account who the litigants are. Dalit, paltu dal be'avyoin, miyad rishon yatzilu. If you have someone strong coming against the poor person, you must stand up and do mishpat. Don't be afraid of the stronger people. Save the poor people from the rishon, from the hands of the rishon. Here it's saying like this: if you do not do the right halacha, if you close your eyes and you let the Rishayim win and you don't do judgment, so then you are darkening your eyes, you're darkening the world. The whole world will have now a certain darkness because it's lacking mishpat. Two things are going to happen. First of all, the people amongst themselves will start eating each other up. There's no rule of the land. And more in our spiritual, Hashem will like pull out the foundation of the world. The world's going to fall. You might do kol mois te'aretz. There'll be a collapse of the foundation of the world. Pasuk Vav, ani amarti Elokim atem uvnei elyon kuchem. Elokim, I was referring to Hashem, also refers to judges. Right? The pasuk is Asher Yashiv Elohim, was referring to judges. Judges are called Elohim in the Torah. The reason is, as the Malbim explains and the Gemara explains, that there are shutif tashem in the world. That when a judge judges MS, he is like a partner in the world because the world can't stand without judgments. Therefore, Hashem created the world and runs the world, but the judges help be mekayim the world. And you have to know that's a certain power the judges have. Pasuk Zayin, Achein ki adam tumusun uki achad asarim tipolu. That if a judge doesn't do right halacha, he's going to die, he's going to fall, he's going to collapse. You have big people, the sarim, you have large people, they will fall, they will collapse. No matter how big you are, if you're not doing the right thing, Hashem will knock you down. The last pasuk, Kuma Elohim Shafta Haaretz Ketta Simcha L'chol HaGoyim. At the end of the day, Hashem won't just rely on the judges, and Hashem will have to get involved and judge himself. If the judges aren't doing the proper things, then Kuma Elohim Shafta Haaretz, Hashem is going to get up and judge the world because the world has to run. So it's given over to us, the judges, we have to rule properly. But if we're not going to do the job, Hashem will take over. This is all the Malbim. Rashi learned a little bit differently that there was a certain deal we made with the Malach HaMaves at the time we got the Torah. If we do the halacha, it's great. And if not, then there will be destruction. That's how Rashi learns. But the Malbim learns one theme of the judges. It's interesting why this is chosen to be the Shir Shel Yoim of Tuesday. Right? This is a warning to judges, judge properly, why this is the Shir Shel Yoim of Tuesday. Something to think about. It was the courts were always in session on Monday and Thursday. maybe Tuesday one right after one of the court cases. I'm not sure. Something to think about. This is Tehillim Pei Beis, the idea of judging properly, or else the world will collapse. Hashem will take over and have to judge the world.